Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The last question time for 2012 included this one for the Prime Minister, John Key, from Opposition Leader David Shearer.
Does he stand by all his statements and have confidence in the statements of his ministers?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Let me start by wishing the Leader of the Opposition a Merry Christmas. And yes, I stand by all my statements. I have confidence in all my ministers.
One in particular was of concern to Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Does he think that it meets the standards of New Zealand parents, let alone the Prime Minister, that his education minister decided to close Salisbury School and send girls with intellectual disabilities to a boys' school where their risk of sexual abuse would be 7 times higher, and she didn't think the danger she was putting those girls into was her responsibility?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaking, a number of the assumptions the member has made are factually incorrect. What was proposed was co-locating effectively single-sex schools on the same site. It's an idea that has a lot of merit.
And questions to Heke Aparata herself elicited this commitment.
I do not intend to appeal this decision. To provide certainty for the current pupils and their parents at Salisbury Residential Special School, I can confirm that Salisbury will remain open for 2013.
Back to Mr Key, and he also faced this question from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters about the Minister for Whanaora, the Māori Party's Tariana Turia.
Does it concern him that 25% of all Whanaora applicants who received funding in the past year have been from the Minister's own electorate, despite that electorate only being 8% of the Māori population? If not, why not?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I don't have those details in front of me. If you want to get detailed questions, put the question down the Minister.
Question number...
Submit a question.
But Mr Peters had exhausted his party's stock of questions, while the last question of the year was addressed to the Minister of Social Development, Paula Bennett, who took the opportunity to respond to comment about her fashion preference for leopard skin.
Mr Speaker, I understand their jealousy of me and that they just can't quite pull off animal print as I can, and so I've been getting a sense of that from them today, but that's okay. Mr Speaker, I think what we need to be proudest of is actually the difference we have made for young people, and that in fact is a fact. What we have seen is that youth on the unemployment benefit is 12% lower than this time last year and 33% lower than 2 years ago. Youth are getting the best go under this government. Happy 2012. Merry Christmas to the opposition.
Also today, former Health and Disability Commissioner Ron Patterson was appointed an ombudsman to replace David McGee, and the year ended with the adjournment debate. Here's Rhys Lyon.
It was the last chance of the year for party leaders to take a dig at each other, something John Key revelled in with this swipe at the Labour leadership.
Grant Robinson summed it up best. He's 100% behind David. Aren't they all? The question just is, which David? That's the one we're worried about. And then there were the Greens, Mr Speaker. Well, the half whiff of a decent poll, and there was Russell Norman down at Working Style getting a new suit. You can only imagine it. Russell Norman as Minister of Finance, ringing Bellamy's. I will have a mung bean burger with double alfalfa, add in a bowl of fries and $5 billion and get it to my office by this afternoon.
Mr Key saved his most animated sledging for New Zealand First.
They ended the year with a lovely caucus sing-along. It went a bit like that. Eight in the bed and Winston said, roll over, roll over. So they all rolled over and one fell out. There were seven in the bed and Winston said, who's next? And that's the question, who is next? We really don't know. But my advice is don't ring the TAB and don't go to the Wingatui races on Boxing Day. Other than that, you'll be exactly fine.
And on the other side of the House, opposition leader David Shearer gave as good as he got.
2012, sir, will be described as the year of the brain fade, the year that the PM's memory suddenly went dot gone, the year that spawned a whole new lexicon of one-liners like, it can recall, I can't remember, I don't recall, I haven't read that report, I don't have that piece of paper with me, and my personal favourite, that's one person's recollection. I have another movie idea for Warner Brothers. It's called Partial Recall.
Opposition leader David Shearer speaking in the adjournment debate. The House will reconvene at the end of January.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.